Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We're in 2021 now, a time for a brand new start. Everything I feel is going to be different and everything's going to be changed. So before I go any further, I want to introduce myself to you. My name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt, and I am a registered Lilydale medium, and I'm excited to be here with you today to welcome in 2021. We have a very special meditation today. We have intention setting, we have letting go, and a special manifesting exercise. And I have to introduce you to my partner in crime right next to me, Karen Sully at K-Dynamics. And without Karen, we would not be doing any of this stuff because I can't do anything technical. Right, Karen?
Well, I think you're more capable than you think, but, you know, we've got a year under us. Under our belts, so we can move forward this year with a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, sure have. And then this is one of the things we started back in March in 2020 with this whole pandemic, which we'll talk about that in just a second. I just want to tell you again, for anybody that's just joining in, Happy New Year. I'm Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt, a registered Lilydale medium, and next to me is Karen Sully of K-Dynamics.com. So anything you need technical, Karen's the person to talk to for sure. This is on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. We might get some callers in. We're inviting them. Karen will post the number. And we're also on Facebook Live. So again, welcome. I want to talk a little bit about 2020 because it really is the year that everything changed for us. You know, I want to ask you about your holidays, and I know for so many of us, they were so different. You know, we were forced to step outside of the box and do different things because even though 2020 was here and we had a pandemic, we still had the holidays, right? I mean, in my family, we did things differently. Some of my family members got together on Zoom. I'm so happy to know about Zoom and social media. Did you know that you can actually play games on Zoom? I had no idea. I think it's a tradition that in my family, we're going to probably do forever because my family lives all around the country. Myself and my aunt and my cousin are the only ones still here. So again, let's talk about 2020, the year that was full of challenges. For me, sometimes it felt like I was in the middle of a sci-fi movie. How about you, Karen?
A little bit, yeah. It was kind of creepy at first when people started wearing the masks. I had like it was a stigma for me, you know, to see people, and now I'm used to it, but at first it was.
Well, it's hard too because we're used to seeing I smile all the time, and that's how I like to connect with people is smiling at them, you know. But you can tell I still smile at people even with my mask on because you can tell when someone's smiling just by their eyes. So it's still important, you know. It seems so strange. Like I remember in the beginning, I kept thinking, you know, this is something that's happening in our world today. Like, how can that be? You know, it seems like something you see in a movie or something that happened back in the 1920s and not the 2020s, but it did. So, you know, I've seen a lot. I always follow everybody on Facebook, and I've seen a lot of people's posts. And there's some creative ones like kick 2020 out and no more 2020. Let's get rid of it. Right, Karen?
Yeah, a lot of people looking.
And you know, we all feel that way. But I don't want to just kick it out. I want to think about it and I want to take a look at what I learned and personally, you know, what changed for me and same thing for all of you, like what changed for you. And so I want to think about the positives. And before I do that though, I don't want to sound all like, hey, what's positive without thinking about the hard times people have gone through and the challenges. You know, I want to think about and keep on praying for the essential workers that are still keeping us going and doing things for us. I want to pray for those who have gotten sick, you know, those who have passed due to COVID. The families that have been left behind without their loved ones. I want to make sure that we're not forgetting to mention all these people, the small businesses that have been challenged and those who have lost their jobs. So let's make sure that we're every day, I feel like we can send light and healing energy out from our hearts into the world and pray for healing for the world and for all of us. Okay. So I wanted to talk about that. And then I want to switch back to, I always feel like there's a reason for everything that happens. And I believe there's positives that come out of everything as well. So have you ever heard of the phrase, practice the pause? I'll say that again, practice the pause. I see you shaking your head, Karen.
Yep, yep.
It's a good one. It's a good one, right?
Yeah, especially with me.
Yeah, with me too, because I have a tendency sometimes that I'm always on the go, and I have a tendency to just react, and I feel like practicing the pause sometimes is so important to step back and take a look at the whole picture and see what's happening. So to see what's really happening. So practice the pause is a famous life quote used by Lori Deshin, an American author. It means a learned skill where you take a break or cease to react, speak, or act. And again, for me, it's one of my mottos. When I first, that's another thing I saw on Facebook was practice the pause. And I started doing it before I made decisions or before I did something or said something that maybe later on I'd look back at and regret. So why do you pause? As our thoughts race ahead of us, a pause helps us in primary ways. And I just said to collect our thoughts, gives us time to process, and allows you time to digest. Because how many times, like for me sometimes, I'll be so worried about something and I won't know what to do and I'll go through the entire day feeling that way. And then I go to sleep, right? And the next morning, what happens? I wake up, Karen knows because I talk to her almost every day. What happens usually the next day?
Yeah, you wake up with everything where you left it.
Yeah, and I feel better because usually it's practicing that pause and not reacting. And I feel like all of us, we all need that sometimes so much, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So 5 ways to press the pause button in your life, okay? A pandemic, I know, all right? We'll talk about that in a second, but I want to tell you some other ones that I found here in this article I was reading actually on the internet. But know yourself, it's good to press the pause button in your life, okay? Know yourself and live by your values. What are your deepest intentions, your core values? What do you prioritize over everything else? And I think that when we had to pause this year, that connected me right away to what do I prioritize? You know, what are my deepest intentions, my core values? You know, we didn't have a choice with this. And so we had to stop and we had to think about those things and bring into our lives or make sure we were making time for what was important. And if we couldn't, like for me, getting together with people is probably one of the most important things for me. We had to think outside the box and find other ways to do it. So another good thing about the pause is stop being a stuff manager. Okay, was one of the things it said. Okay, I kind of like that too. Do you like that one, Karen?
Yeah, stuff manager.
Yeah. Also, open yourself to beauty and adventure. Okay, I did that a lot too. I also have to say, I see everybody writing Happy New Year to us. I thank you guys for joining in with us. So open yourself to beauty and adventure. And to me, that was going for walks in nature, trying different things. Like we couldn't go and do the usual things. So we had to reconnect with nature and it's beautiful and it makes you feel centered, right?
Yeah.
Next thing, adopt a noticing practice. And then number 5 is fill your own cup. So So I'm going to say that one again because that one really hit me. Fill your own cup. So how many times do you go through your life and you go through a period and you feel empty inside? And a lot of times for me, that's I don't know what to do next. I've reached a crossroads. I know it's time for a change, and I'm not sure. So that kind of feels like an emptiness, and I don't like to be uncomfortable. I like to try to fill that cup, so I'll do things. You know, I'll do things like kind of outside of myself. And I think that with this pause that we just went through, and when we pause, we have to go within, right? And when we go within and we connect to our authenticity, our authentic selves, to who we really are and our higher selves, that's really where we find the best way to fill our cup. I never, never in a million years wanted a pandemic, and I know none of you did either, but I think for me, I needed to pause. You know, it sort of felt like, and I feel like spirit did that or the universe did. It was like, stop and let's pause and let's rethink things and let's make sure that we're living our lives from a place of our higher selves, you know, and make sure that we're doing the right things and what we're meant for, you know, and also to appreciate the little things in our lives that are so important. So I want to ask all of you, okay, because I love when everybody writes their comments in. So, and I'm going to ask Karen this too. But what did you do during this time that we were forced to pause? What did you discover about yourself and what were things that you did that made you feel so fantastic? How about you, Karen?
I think I got a lot more confidence doing the technology that I was already trying to accomplish with people. I had already been using Zoom for a while before the pandemic, so you definitely have gotten me on here a lot more, and just being more comfortable, and I don't want to say like less vain, but like just showing up without makeup places and just being more me, the authentic me, and
yeah.
A lot of it was not driving around, so I have not been this without motion, you know, I was driving and going places. And so this year I was like able to be more present, I think, because I was like, you know, here in motion.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean. And for me too, same thing. You know, I think about like how wonderful it was, because I'm glad Karen learned all this technical stuff because it helped us, like for Santosha and our work, and to be able to be on here and get to talk to everybody and also to connect with people like Zoom. I'm pretty amazed by that because we connected with people all over the world using this. Just the other day, we had somebody in one of our classes that lives in Australia. You know, imagine, it's amazing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, and I did, reading books was good for me. You know, I talked about the nature walks. I've taken more yoga classes than ever too, because all the yoga classes are now on Zoom, which is pretty amazing as well. I want to go, you know, Karen, I think I didn't do this as public, so probably the person things going on personal page aren't coming up here.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to do that. So, all right. So, everybody, I want to, again, I thank you for joining us. I'm Reverend Angie Hewitt Aft, and we're on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And I couldn't not talk about 2020 before we start getting into setting our intentions and having a meditation for 2021. So, we had a class actually not too long ago, and Reverend Irene Lavin came in and she was talking about intention. And one of the things she said is sometimes we have to let go of things before we add new things into our lives. So as we're here in 2021, what are some things maybe it's time for you to for all of us, not just you, for all of us, to let go of? And I have an amazing exercise I'm going to do in just a moment that's going to help you let go before we set intentions. And I just have to say, Maria said she's grateful for today's technology to still stay safely connected to loved ones and able to take new classes and lectures. That's so true. You know, I've taken some classes as well. That, I mean, we can look. The world is our oyster, right? We can look all around the world or the country to get to take different things. And I think also, too, it's created time to be able to take classes. Right, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, Karen and I have had that same discussion.
Yeah. I love not having to drive places because I am in the south towns of south of Buffalo. And I get more time back. Not in the car.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So. Oh, hi, Lee. Okay, hi, Lee. Hi, Lorna. Hi to everybody. We're seeing all of you. So, okay. So I want to do this letting go exercise that feels so important to me. Then we're going to do a setting intention. And then I have another exercise that's going to help you manifest into your life what you want. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes for a moment and take a few deep breaths. Breathing, taking deep breaths always relaxes us. Something to always keep in mind and something to always remember that if you're feeling tense or stressed, take some deep, deep breaths and that will help you so much. So feel yourself starting to relax with each deep breath. And imagine yourself now in a garden. And this garden represents your life and its many parts. Around you are many types of plants of different sizes and colors. As you walk around, you start to notice some of the plants are beautiful and glorious. And there are other places in the garden where the plants are a little overgrown or maybe withered. And there's even some plants that have served their purpose and are ready to return to the soil. And as you walk around looking at these plants, let the meaning of each overgrown or spent plant make itself clear to you as you begin to weed and let go. Taking a few moments to know the meaning of these plants that no longer serve your life. Notice as you weed, some of the no longer useful plants dissolve into the air and float away. The others return to the earth to nourish future plants. Breathe deeply as you let go of each plant that no longer serves your life. And when you're done weeding and letting go, take a final cleansing breath and open your eyes. Okay. The voice, okay, this is good, but the voice tone is challenging, Linda said, or Karen?
Not sure. We haven't changed anything.
Is anybody, if anybody else is having that, maybe I should go off mic.
I'm not sure.
I'll try this and see. Okay, so everybody's back. I hope you're hearing me okay. Let me know if you're not. So how was that? What did you let go of? If it feels right, share it, because it's interesting sometimes. Okay, somebody else is saying it sounds good. Okay. And if you share some of the things, we can Karen can put them up on the screen, because sometimes there are things that we all need to let go of, and we don't even remember. So sometimes when we share, I feel like that can help a great deal. What did you let go of, Karen?
Self-criticism, self-thoughts, you know, where you're second-guessing and just that chatter. That's what I'd love to get rid of, yeah.
Yeah, I let go of, because I did this earlier, and I let go of that part that's, you know, all the things that I should be doing, mm-hmm. you know, instead of the things that I want to be doing. And one of my teachers, actually, his name is Mark Thomas, always said, don't should on me. And I won't should on you. I love that, right?
Yes.
And it's true. Like, I want to be able to do things that feel really, really, really right to me. Do you remember that book, Eat, Pray, Love, and the movie was a book and a movie? Do you remember that?
Yep, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and I remember her like going into what do I really, 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 really want, you know, and not what I should be. So Laurel has living too much in the future. What if this happens, or if that happens, or this happens? I know what you mean, 100%. You know, I was just listening to Daily Calm. I don't know if anybody has that app. And she was talking about that. Like, sometimes we all have a plan, right? And we all have a life's plan for what we feel we need to be doing, or what we feel is going to be happening, or if we take a vacation, we plan that. Just all those things. And she was talking about, you know, how sometimes it's so important to let go. That's probably part of what the pandemic taught us. Because last January at New Year's Day, when we were on doing a Facebook Live, we were never thinking in a million years what was going to start happening at the end of February, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's so important to let go. I'm so happy that you said that, Laurel. That's a good one. Hi, Carla. One of the plants had the face of my ex. And when picked, he faded away into the air. I felt the roots come out from my heart and fade away with them. Wow. Thanks for sharing. That is so powerful. It sounds powerful, and forgiveness too, like letting go. Because sometimes I feel like that happens. Like, we hold on to things. We're creatures of habit. You know, and we just keep doing the same things over and over again. And we find sometimes that we've outgrown things. You know, my mother always said that. Sometimes we outgrow things in our lives. We don't know what to do next, or we're afraid to take that next step. And so we hold on to it. I do it all the time, you know, but I'm trying to, hopefully with this, it brings awareness to all of us that we can do it differently, do things a little bit differently. Carla, thank you. It was beautiful. Yeah, thank you. I'm so happy that you're all on and that you've all joined us. In case anybody new has come on, just to let you know, we're streaming on Facebook Live and Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And my name is Reverend Angie Hewitt Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. And next to me is my good buddy, friend, partner in crime. We work together. So Karen Sully of K Dynamics.
Hey.
Yeah, Karen, say hey. We got to keep saying hi. So, all right. So I hope that helped with the letting go. And I promised you a nice New Year's Day meditation, and that's what I want to do next. Because I feel so much like for us to set our intentions, we need to get to that place of, what do we really, really want, you know? And the way to do that is to connect to our higher selves. And every one of us can do that, like connect to our higher selves or to our spirit guides. And you know, if you, I just have to throw in a about meditation, that if you meditate and if you connect to your higher self and you stay there, there's guidance for you there all the time as well. So I'm going to, in just a couple minutes, we're going to go ahead and do this meditation that's going to help us to then set our intentions. And Lorna has let go of my fears so I can move on my spiritual path. Oh, I love that too. I love that too. Yeah, because sometimes we hold on to those too. You know, I remember I'll just give you a story real quick about doing readings. And Karen's heard me talk about this one before, that I can remember being, I would go do reading parties or, you know, go do different readings in the beginning when I first started. And I was always so scared, you know, and I would always say that I'd call either my mom up or I'd call my teacher, Elaine Thomas, and I'd say, oh, I'm so scared. I'd be driving to go do readings. And I'd go through this whole spiel. And I remember Elaine Thomas saying to me, she listened to me and she very patiently listened while I said, oh, how terrified I was. And then I stopped and she got in there and she said, huh, isn't that interesting? Do you actually really think you still need to hold on to all those fears? Because this is the same things you've been saying for the last, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years, which is a long time to hold on to something. And when she said that, like, I didn't realize, like, sometimes I think we hold on to fear because it's what we've always done. You know, I think I always felt like maybe it made me humble or something along those lines. But when she said that, I started thinking, maybe I don't need to hold on to this fear. And I wonder how things would be if I didn't, like if I set it aside, right? So think about that. That's why I like sharing when everybody shares, because I get to teach more from those things. So are there any other ones that on our regular page, or are you?
I tried to do it and the audio was picking up and I didn't want people hearing us twice, so
okay.
You can look. Linda Robinson said in there, she figured out the volume, but she was letting go of a resentment from the challenge with an addict child, which is not easy.
Oh, wow. Oh, and, actually, Karen, there's about 59 comments on the other one, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Trying to see if I can pull up comments, you guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
People that are writing on the personal page, if you go on the page I think that's showing here is which is the Lilydale. If you go on Lilydale's page, I think you can actually make more comments and we can see them.
And Santosha's, I believe.
And Santosha's as well.
It's your it's your personal page that doesn't come in. Well,
here's some. Oh, all right, here we go. Okay, I got you guys. Melody. Hi, Melody. Happy New Year. I let go of the fear and anxiety over my court case. That's great. That's so, so good. Okay, let me see if there's a couple other ones here. Karen and Angie, I'm not seeing
comments.
And I'm going to
ask Karen.
Oh, Lucia. Not sure why. Okay, still Colleen Joy. Hi, Colleen. Still loving but letting go of people who are negative from fear in my life. Yeah, that's an excellent thing to do, too. You know, sometimes we're not connecting with people the same way as we did, or if something is holding us back, we have to make decisions like that as well, or if somebody isn't good for us. Nancy Prowl. Hi, Nancy. Letting go of things I think I didn't accomplish in the past. It's all good. Oh, I love that, too. That's so good, too. And Julie, my cousin Julie, JJ. JJ is the one that if anybody's heard me talk about the blessed and the mess, that's where that's come from, is my cousin Julie.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Yeah,
that's Julie.
You use
yep.
that all the time, definitely.
Yeah, I say that all the time. We got to bring Julie on here one of these days and her husband, Rob, Dr. Rob. So 2020 taught me anything. It's when people show you who they are, believe them. That's so true. That's so true. You know, when somebody says something, we try to change it around or what have you, and I agree with that. If somebody says something to you, then believe them if they show you who they are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to look to see if there's any others. Okay, I got those. All right. So, all right. At least we're pulling you up on other pages so we can see the comments, guys. Bear with us. We're learning how to do things on here. Okay. Erica, experience sensitive to view of it. Oh.
You did address that, Ange. You were talking about...
Yeah, I did, Erica. I 100% agree with you, Erica. And I don't mean to be insensitive in any way, because I do feel that. I mean, this pandemic has been horrible for so many. And you're right. There's so many that have died and so many families that are suffering. And we did talk about that in the beginning. That's actually the first thing I talked about, was that, because we have to pray for people. We have to think about things like being sure to wear our masks, being sure to stay 6 feet away from people and respecting that. I do it all the time. My concern a lot of times when I'm wearing a mask isn't that I'm worried about myself. It's more that I'm worried about other people. So I agree. And people have been through the worst challenges. Really, they've been through hell with the people that have gotten sick and crossed over. And I have friends that had parents in nursing homes that they weren't able to be with. So no, I'm not trying to be insensitive at all. I 100% agree with you. I talk to a lot of people. It's what I do in my work. And a lot of people talk about that they feel like they've learned a lot from having to slow and stop and pause. So I'm not saying at all that the pandemic was a good thing. It wasn't. And I never, ever want to go through something like this again for so many people with small businesses and people that have lost people or have been sick. So, yeah. Okay. So thank you for saying that, because that you gave me an opportunity to talk about it once again. Okay. So I want to get back to, because again, it's 2021, and I think always, like in a new year, we're always like wanting to. It used to be resolutions. You know, I remember years ago I'd set my resolutions. I was a kid and I'd write them all down. Mine were usually things like I resolved not to eat as much candy or chocolate or things like that. You know, so but now like to me, I like to set intentions, because I feel like when I set intentions about things in my life, I write down those intentions. I usually stick to my plan with you know, kind of making them happen. So I would love to right now take you through a meditation. Okay, and this is a meditation that's going to help you connect to your soul and to your higher self, because I feel for all of us, we have guidance there all the time. So, actually, I just want to read Michaela. I just discovered this community and I'm so excited to learn through everyone. Okay, awesome. Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. Thanks, Michaela. So if you could close your eyes for just a moment and take a few deep breaths. Have your hands open on your lap. Placing your focus on the sound of my voice. Realizing that you can always come back to the sound of my voice to focus yourself. As we take a few deep breaths, allowing ourselves to go into relaxation. This is a time where you are giving yourself a time to be with yourself, connecting to the divine within, your higher self or your soul. And be mindful of your heart as it beats its strong rhythm, sending blood to the body to nurture every cell, every organ, every muscle in your body, bringing life and energy to your body. And be aware that you, as a spiritual being, go way beyond the limitations of the physical body. Your energy as a spirit goes way beyond. And it also goes way, way below you beneath your feet into the energy of Mother Earth, the center of the earth, allow yourself to have that awareness and feel the energy of Mother Earth. Beautiful Mother Earth energy, who nurtures us and balances us. You are a part of the earth. Feel the beautiful Mother Earth energy. We are one, the oneness of all. You as a spiritual light, a spiritual being, are also connected way, way above you to the cosmic energies, the heavenly energies, the spiritual energies. So allow yourself to feel that spiritual light within. That spiritual energy way above, beyond this earth, sky, and this universe. Allowing yourself to be connected to the oneness that joins us all, the pure light of being. And as we are doing this, we continue to stay aware of our heart center, the place of love. And imagining bringing in that beautiful light as you inhale, exhaling out the old, staying mindful of your heart space. This is your center where love is. And now, begin to see yourself walking along a tree-lined path. It's springtime, and the flowers are beginning to bloom, and you hear the birds chirping. It's beautiful and so full of hope. You are one with all. And focusing still on your breath, your beautiful breath that sustains life. Inhaling in new energy, exhaling out the old. And imagining now a beautiful golden light coming down from above, touching the crown of your head. And on each inhalation, imagine this beautiful golden light moving into your body. A universal, beautiful light that gently surrounds every cell, every muscle, every organ, connecting you to your spiritual self and to faith. And as you exhale, letting go of old energy, stressors, and fear, anything it's time to let go of. And just feeling as you're inhaling that light, feel it renewing every part of you. And as you're in this beautiful silent energy, I invite you to imagine that you're looking ahead to 2021, allowing thoughts to come in on how you'd like your life to look, or intentions that you'd like to set for yourself. Beginning to allow those to come into your mind. What are your intentions for 2021? What would you like to bring more of into your life in 2021? And very slowly now, as you feel ready, I invite you to return to this virtual room here. Opening your eyes, feeling still centered and in the light. Knowing that you can return anytime to this beautiful light just by closing your eyes and taking in some deep breaths. And as you return, I invite you to write down some of your intentions. Some of the intentions you'd like in your life for 2021. There's something about writing them down that gives them power. Intentions shape your thoughts and energy. They act like an anchor in the currents of everyday life. And you can always add for something better for my highest good at the end of your intentions. And remembering always to take those intentions, writing them down and setting them aside in a drawer, pulling them out and reading them once in a while, because remembering with intention, you're sending those thoughts out into the universe. So the universe can deliver back to you what you can do or making it easy for you to realize those intentions. And I invite you to, if you'd like, we'd love to have you share some of your intentions, because again, when we share, that's what I like about getting together in a group like this, is when we share our intentions, it gives other people ideas. Some people aren't sure what theirs are, right? And so it gives ideas so that everybody can learn from each other. I feel like that's so important. So how about you, Karen? Did you set an intention?
It was weird. I was letting whatever comes up come up. I think part of what's missing in my life is lack of intention, just kind of winging it all the time and going with the flow. And I used to use the mantra all the time. It's an Abraham Hicks thing that I picked up. Everything is always working out for me, and just to trust the flow and be present in the moment. So I'm going to intend everything's always working out for me for my highest good and go back to using that. And I used to also say, I relax into the flow of life, and I would let my body just kind of drop back. And like, you wouldn't know that I was saying that in my head, but I would let my body relax back. And these were like little things that I used to do just kind of to set, intentions. And I've gotten away from that. So that's what came up for me. I was just letting it come and flow in. So.
Yeah, it reminds you to go back. I know that's, and you're reminding me as well. So Jean says, my books, artwork, communications with my special needs sons. Awesome. Stephanie, use my words, create more, let in happiness and love. Ooh, I love that you said that, because sometimes we have to say that we're going to allow ourselves to let in happiness and love. And Karen, you should write down your mantras in there so people can get those. My mantra is everything is perfect just the way it is. I like that too, because really one of mine is where you are is where you're supposed to be, right? Because sometimes we get so impatient with ourselves and annoyed because we aren't somewhere else. Let's see, we got Colleen Joy. Hi, Colleen. Clearing the physical and energetic clutter, less is more. I love that. In fact, we have Linda. I saw Linda Elson on. Linda Elson had a feng shui clutter clearing class, which actually, by the way, next our show for next week, our radio show is Block Talk Radio, is going to be on every Friday at noon. And next week's guest is Linda Elson. And Linda Elson, it's time for her year of the Ox feng shui energy change. So definitely join us for that. She's got a workshop coming up too on January 16th. Let's see, Sharon Adler. Hi, Sharon. I sensed the walking and I heard the word radiance in a dimensional. Radiance in a dimensional. Wow. Love that. Linda's on there too. Terry. Hi, Terry. Bring joy and laughter back into my life. Like, that's so important too. Lorna has setting up a nature's boot camp in nature. I love that. We should do that, Karen. Michaela has, let me see if I'm missing people. Or Mary, in this new year, I intend to do more for myself in my spiritual journey. I intend to trust the universe to give me what I need and want. I intend to keep to help others heal. I love that. That's excellent. And I love that, like with helping others heal, that we can all do that, right? Yesterday, I went to Tim Hortons. I probably go there every day. And I got to the window and I was actually in a hurry because I had a bunch of things I had to take care of and do. And I got to the window and I said, how much? And she said, you don't owe anything. The person in front of you paid your bill. And honestly, just that little thing that brought me healing. So we can do that. We can all do little things for each other. Michaela has, I intend to allow myself to feel the emotions I am feeling without suppression. Ooh, I love that too. We're going to have a talk about that, about feeling emotions. Actually, Nancy Prow is on, and she's got a class coming up called Mystic with Names, and it's about feeling your emotions. That's so important. Intend to us my favorite mantras more and have trust and faith. I am where I need to be in each moment.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, is that Karen? Okay. Oh, all right. That's Karen. I don't even know. Okay. So intend to use my favorite. Oh, that's you too. Okay.
Yeah. Post so in each stream. All right. Yeah.
And I'm looking to see if we have any more here. Oh, okay. Irene's on here, and she's the one that gave us that beautiful garden exercise. Make more effort toward my dreams. Yes, Linda Elson, I am very much looking forward to have you join us next week. We're going to have fun. Here's Julie again, my cousin, my very, very wise cousin. My mother always said you were very wise, JJ. Oprah said it's all about intention. Why do people choose to act a certain way? Every behavior starts with an intention. Okay, Julie, I had to figure out how to see the rest of what you wrote. Having clarity of what people's true intentions really are. And that's so true as well. I love this. I wanted to also thank you for sharing, everybody, too, and thank you for joining us. Like, I feel like it's so important for us to gather and to be together, and we create energy when we're together, whether it's in a group in person or it's in a group here on you know, Facebook Live or Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, that we bring our energy together and it gets stronger. I can feel it. I feel better myself already than when I first got up this morning, you know, just being together and having discussion and community and talking and remembering to do things for other people. Okay, it takes a village, it takes all of us to send energy out always and to help each other and be there and set intentions for our lives. We're going to run out of time. So I wanted to just quickly, I have a manifesting exercise for you guys to do that I feel like this is a good thing too, because a lot of times we set our intention and really just doing that and writing that down sends that out to the universe and will start the wheels turning for things and opportunities to come to you to put it in place. But I want to do this quickly. Close your eyes again. I'm making you close your eyes again. And I want you to take a couple deep breaths in once again. And I want you to think about one of your intentions, one of the things that you wrote down that you want to bring into your life. And just put your focus on it for a moment. And now I want you to see what you want to manifest very clearly. See it as though it's already happening and you're already doing it. Use your imagination and see it clearly. See the details. Who's with you? What are you doing while you're doing this? Where are you? And now feel the emotion. And I know you're hearing the 90 seconds. We're going to go off Blog Talk Radio, but we'll still be on Facebook Live for a couple minutes. So I want you to see clearly what you want to manifest. And now I want you to feel the emotion of it. How does it feel to have this in your life or to be doing this? See it in detail and feel it. Feeling it is so important. And when we feel things, we draw them in. So seeing it and feeling it as though it's already there. And placing your attention now on your desire once again. Taking in a few deep breaths, because those deep breaths are going to once again connect you to your spirit guides and your higher self. And I want you to ask them to give you one or two things you can begin doing to bring your intention into your life. And you might just get a feeling about this, you might get some words, or you might see a picture, and just allowing this to come into your mind, what are a couple things that you can do to get the wheels rolling to bring this intention into your life? And when you have that, you can open your eyes. You have to trust what comes in too, okay? It's always about linking and not thinking, okay? And we'll have that talk another time as well on one of our future shows. But just allowing, if you ask spirit, just trust what comes in, especially if you've meditated first and you're connecting to your higher self, just trust it. And they'll always give you guidance and help.
There.
Okay.